Well, let's check high school sports from last night. High school wrestling, plenty of that around the area last evening. Atlantic hosting a four-team meet last night. A good night for Atlantic as they picked up three victories last night as they moved their overall record to 17-0 in duels on the year. And with their wins last night, two of them from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, they clinched the Hawkeye 10 Conference championship, going to 10-0 now on the season in Hawkeye 10 dual wrestling. Atlantic beat Shenandoah 61-9. They beat East Mills 78-6, and Atlantic down St. Albert 78-3 last night. A couple of three-time winners last night, Connor Pellett at 145 and Austin Mills at 182 for Atlantic, and also several other wrestlers picking up a couple of wins last night for Atlantic. Colby Sorensen at 132, Colton Mudd at 138, Drake Roller at 170, Zach Stork at 195, and Nate Moen at 220 pounds. Picked up two wins during the evening last night for Atlantic. Also in the rest of that quad meet last night, it was Shenandoah beating East Mills 60-6, Shenandoah over St. Albert 54-15, and St. Albert topping East Mills 45-18. Griswold also hosting a quad last night. It was Bedford Lennox beating Exira EHK 72-6, Bedford Lennox over Griswold 72-3, and Bedford Lennox beating West Harrison 72-6. Exira EHK over Griswold 27-12. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 30-12. West Harrison over Griswold 18-12 last night. Also in double dual wrestling at Riverside last evening, it was Missouri Valley winning over Trainer 66-18. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 57-22, and Riverside beat Trainer 51-27. At Clarinda, double dual saw Red Oak beat Underwood 55-18. Red Oak over Clarinda 56-18. Clarinda beat Underwood 54-27. In a double duel at Creston last night, Creston beat Lewis Central 50-19. Creston over Harlan 56-12. Harlan beat Lewis Central on criteria 34-33 last night. A lot of postponements last night because of the weather conditions. There were some basketball games played, though, in Hawkeye 10 boys action. It was Glenwood over Clarinda 81-51. St. Albert beat Red Oak 65-57. And Shenandoah fell in overtime to Fremont Mills 66-57. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW beating Logan Magnolia 67-50. Underwood over Tri-Center 70-61. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 63-53. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley over West Harrison 69-31. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Essex 64-19. Sydney beat East Mills 48-39. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 59-55. Bedford beating Mount Air 55-54. East Union edging Lenox 61-59. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood over Clarinda 73-50, Red Oak beating St. Albert 69-57, Shenandoah topping Fremont Mills 67-31. In Western Iowa Conference play, Underwood over Tri-Center 53-35, Logan Magnolia beating AHSTW 68-47, Missouri Valley topping Riverside 55-24. In Boyer Valley, in a Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 67-24. From the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over Essex 42-36, Sydney beating East Mills 50-42. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 55-26, Lennox over East Union 68-57, Mount Air topping Bedford 82-24. That's in girls basketball last night. Well, senior Matt Thomas scored a career-high 25 points, and Iowa State held off a furious Kansas State rally to win 70-65 Tuesday night, its fourth victory in six games. Naz Mitru-Long had 13 points. Monte Morris scored 12 for the Cyclones, who blew a 46-26 lead but survived after Mitru-Long's steal and free throws with 21 seconds left. Thomas, who entered averaging 11 points per outing, scored 20 points in a blistering first half as ISU jumped up 43-26. Thomas opened the second half with a three-pointer to make it a 20-point game. It seemed over until K-State answered with a stunning 32-11 run that gave them a 58-57 lead with just over 5 minutes left. Morris then scored on back-to-back possessions to give Iowa State the lead back, and Deontay Burton's layup with 39 seconds to go gave the Cyclones a cushion that proved crucial in the closing minutes. Wesley Iwundu had 15 points for the Wildcats. Their three road losses in the Big 12 have come by a total of 8 points so far this season. Cyclones are now 13-6 overall. They're 5-3 in Big 12 conference play. Reed Timmer scored 27 points, including a game-winning driving layup with 16 seconds left in overtime to give Drake a 72-71 win over Missouri State last night. Nick McGlynn and Graham Woodward each hit jumpers to give Drake a 68-65 lead in the extra session, and McGlynn's basket with 52 seconds left made it 70-68. Daquan Miller made one of two free throws, and the Bears trailed 70-69. After Timmer's left-handed layup in traffic for a three-point lead, Missouri State's Jared Rhodes missed a three, and Obadiah Church hit a jumper at the buzzer. Drake improves to 7-14 now. They're 5-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play with that victory last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, it was a night of upsets as three of the nation's top four teams went down. Caton Reinhardt nailed two free throws with 11 seconds remaining to send Marquette past top-ranked Villanova 74-72. The Golden Eagles stormed back from a 17-point deficit and celebrated after Jalen Brunson missed a layup at the buzzer. Asa Ahmad snapped out of his shooting slump with a career-high 27 points as 18th-ranked West Virginia handled number 2 Kansas 85-69. Ahmad had been held under 10 points for four straight games before scoring the Mountaineers' first 8 points and finishing 10 of 17 from the floor. Fourth-ranked Kentucky had won 7 in a row before Robert Hubbs III delivered 25 points for Tennessee in an 82-80 win against the visiting Wildcats. Also in the top 25, Virginia got its 10th straight win over Notre Dame as they picked up a 71-54 victory, the 12th-ranked Cavaliers beating the number 14 Irish. Number 13 Louisville crushed Pittsburgh 106-51. Wisconsin had an easy time with Penn State. A Badgers pick up an 82-55 rout in Madison. Also, it was number 20 Purdue 84-73 over Michigan State. Maryland has a share of the Big Ten lead as the 22nd-rated Terrapins beat Rutgers 67-55. And number 23 South Carolina hammered Auburn 98-69. The NCAA and CBS Sports have announced that for the first time, the committee will give a look at its top 16 seeds 1 month before the 68-team field locks in on March 12th. The top four teams in each region will be revealed on February 11th during a March Madness preview show on CBS. That'll give teams an idea beyond outside rankings of where they stand heading into the tournament. In football news, the Pittsburgh Steelers could be dealing with a major void in their offense very soon. Two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is giving some thought to ending his career. He said during his weekly appearance on a local station in Pittsburgh that he's going to take some time to evaluate whether he wants to keep playing. Roethlisberger turns 35 in March and has missed time in each of the last two seasons with knee issues. Coach Mike Tomlin says Roethlisberger has mentioned his possible retirement to the coaching staff at various points. And also football news, Friday nights should be reserved for high school football in Iowa. That's according to a member of the Iowa House.
In 2016, the Big Ten had an idea to have football games held on Friday nights.
That's State Representative Peter County of West Des Moines. He's sponsoring legislation that would forbid the Hawkeyes from playing in Iowa City on a Friday night. The Cyclones and Panthers couldn't play a home football game on a Friday night either if his bill becomes law.
I played high school football. Wonderful memories, like tens of thousands of other Iowans. That's a tradition that needs to be preserved.
Iowa has offered to host a game to kick off the 2018 season on the Friday of Labor Day weekend.
I think this would create an unfortunate choice that a lot of Iowans would have to make then, and I feel strongly about it. Filed the bill.
County says Iowa communities of all sizes come together on a Friday night to cheer on the hometown team, and having the University of Iowa host a game on a Friday night would siphon off a significant number of fans.
It's all very important, no question about it. Ticket sales would be hurt by it.
County says many schools use those Friday night ticket sales to finance the local football program. Representatives of the board that govern the University of Iowa are officially registered as undecided on County's bill. Last November, the Big Ten announced its new TV deal would include a package of 6 Friday night games per season during each of the next 6 seasons. Penn State has announced that it will not participate. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.